Enrolled, the Toughonomic Bias Story. I get sad this weekend, because we are people without history. It has all rotted away. We have been really smart for more than 500,000 years. Really good at hunting, good at survival, good at tool making. But our groups were always very small, heartbreakingly small. Maybe we traveled in groups of 50 and we were friends with another 10 groups. It would take 5 unfortunate deaths to wipe out a group's wisdom. We were smart enough to rebuild our wisdom, but sometimes it might have taken thousands of years. Some 900,000 years ago, we almost went extinct. We had as few as 1,000 breeding individuals. Looking back at past 4 billion years, about 5 billion species might have existed. Today, only about 6 to 10 million exist, and only 2 million species are formally described. 99% of Earth life went extinct. And in the history of thinking humans, we have lost all of our knowledge many times over. Wood tools, fiber technology, composite tools, adhesives, containers, nets, and cordage, all the things that we needed to build higher and higher, so that we could grow as a civilization much earlier. It all just kept getting lost because our groups were too small. It's not lost to history, but to 500,000 years of prehistory. It all rotted away. We have some small shell fragments, mineralized sticks. The archaeologist in me wept, and I would have liked to look deep into tar pits to see if maybe we could pull something up. In my dream, maybe a kind of a time capsule. I believe the Karnak stones might have once been an attempt at a message to the future, but the wise idea would have been destroyed by cargo called ritual. The caves, they are made by water. They rot everything away. They have a depth limit where stone plasticity prevents cracks from forming. Everything from our recent 500,000 years is gone, and almost all of life on Earth extinct. If you believe that Earth is thousands of years old, or just aren't sure, it's time to pack. And it's time to hit the trails. If you are in the United States, that means the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. They are far more holy now than they have ever been. Because of how education has turned around in our favor. It will take you 2 years to walk all three, and the main component is not just narrated books written by great beings anymore. If you're not sitting down, better sit down for what you are about to hear. You just have to ask your artificial intelligence once a simple question. Tell me about the world. Tell me about humans. Tell me about Earth. And for the next 2 years of your walking, of your rejuvenation and healing, of your authentic education, the artificial intelligence, in a surprisingly loving way, will explain everything you will be humbled in ways that you have never been humbled before. In a way, this sacred journey represents you coming home to yourself.
Today, your education is largely fake, certainly ineffective. You have to start packing. You have to get going. The moment AI becomes available to you as a live companion voice, it's time to go. Maybe that is already available. Maybe you are the adventurer who builds this teaching company. But one thing is absolutely painfully certain. The time is now. You have been enrolled. Find your way home and help others find theirs.